Health is Now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Health is now. So often we look at our bodily condition and the condition of others or whatever we're concerned about that is concerned about health, and we say, well, it'll take time. It'll take time for this to resolve itself. It'll take time for this to disappear. It'll take time for this to change. And because we say that, we're not living in the now. Because we say that, we are living in the to come, the future. Or we're living in the past even. Because we say, it was so terrible, it was so terrible, it lasted so long, it was so bad. And because we keep saying that and saying that and saying that, we allow that to continue to be more and more and more for us to experience. But when we live in the now, we have a new attitude about everything. We have a new attitude about our body. We have a new attitude about our mind. We have a new attitude about our relationships. We have a new attitude about our abundance. We have a new attitude about everything. You say, well, that's not so easy. That's true. That's true. We have placed this into our consciousness for so long that healing takes a certain length of time, and that to become wealthy takes a certain length of time, and that for all these things that we would like to have in our life that we think are so wonderful and so beautiful and we call health, that it takes time, then, of course, it takes time. And as you know, any time we wait for the harvest, we are anxious. Any time we wait for results, we're anxious. And any time we wait for something we don't have, it's possible we may never get it. So, the art of living in the now is a very simple art, but a very demanding art. It means that we say that 2 times 2 is 4, and we affirm that even though we don't understand it and we don't know it, but we know, we are told on reliable source that 2 times 2 is 4, and so therefore we will put that into our thinking. Well, we have in our thinking the thought that other things make 4. We have the thought in our thinking that other things are considered of what we're talking about. For instance, we have a headache. We have a headache that is a migraine headache, it's like to be called. And this migraine headache comes and just wrecks our brains and mind and head in such a terrible way that we feel very uncomfortable. So, we say, I have a migraine headache. And that's true, we do. We have a migraine headache. And we shall have a migraine headache all of our life as long as we proclaim to ourselves, I have a migraine headache. Now, have you ever said to yourself that you have something that you do not have? Have you ever said to yourself, I have a broken leg and you don't have a broken leg? Wouldn't that be silly? But some people prepare themselves for that. Be careful, you're going to break a leg. When actors go on stage, they often say to them, break a leg, which is an indication of have a successful performance. Oh, what an odd thing to say. Now, if we would like to enjoy perfect health, this is something universal that everyone would like. We would like to enjoy a body, and I don't really want to say these words, but you listen to them. We'd like to enjoy a body free of disease, free of illness, free of anxiety, free of unhappiness of any kind, free of that. Well, boy, oh boy, oh boy. The more we talk like that, the less free we are. Now, when we can say to ourselves, in the face of not experiencing these things, in the face of not realizing 2 times 2 is 4, when we can say to ourselves, 2 times 2 is 4, when we can say to ourselves, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, make that be just a statement that we say morning, noon, and night, sleep, awake, whatever, and have it just be bubbling out of our heart every moment, and the thought comes to our mind, whoops, I got a cough, no, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. The thought comes to our mind that we stub our toes. No, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. And when we have this thought, then we do not leave room for the unwholeness to take place in our life. We do not leave room for anything to come into our experience that is not something we want to have in the now. Now, when you say I'm whole and perfect, you're not saying I'm whole and perfect tomorrow, or I'm going to be whole and perfect, or this coal takes so long to dissolve itself, these things take so long. Now, right now, and when we can affirm that now, I'm whole and perfect, and make that in the now form, in the now is for us, we experience it. I put into practice this program for myself, and every time a need comes up, I'm instantly saying, I'm whole and perfect, and I am whole and perfect, contrary of what could very readily have been something different. I'm whole and perfect. And so it is. Now, why do we have the thing that we want to say we're whole and perfect from? Because we allow our consciousness to dwell in that area. We allow our consciousness to dwell on things that are not whole and not perfect. And we think that they have a reality. We think that they do exist. Well, let me assure you, they don't exist outside of your mind. Well, hey, I can look over there and see it. That's because you're seeing it with your eyes and your mind, and you're knowing it. Now, you say, I say, there is no war on earth unless we create it in our consciousness. There is no unhappiness on earth unless we create it in our consciousness. There is no illness on earth unless we create it in our consciousness. Now, we have a big enough task for the moment to work with ourselves. So let's work just with ourself and say, health is now. Say, I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit. Say these positive, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I should finish my statement. Say these positive, wonderful statements again and again and again. Let them be the thing that is foremost in your mind, in your heart, in my heart, and then this is all we will ever know and all we will ever enjoy. Right now, make these statements. Right now, make these affirmations. Right now, and watch them work in your life. We have students taking the University of Healing course, and this is true of every spiritual course and other courses. And as they take the first course, miracles happen in their life so quickly, so wonderfully, so beautifully. And every day they're having miracles, and they say, oh, wow, I'd like to continue this course forever. Well, you can. And you can constantly say to yourself, I'm home perfect, constantly say to yourself the miracles, the statements of truth about yourself that you're being taught in the course. Then we have a three-hour meditation statement, and this three-hour meditation statement is why I say I'm God, you know. First, I am God, God I am. Then you say to yourself why you can say you're God. And third, you listen to the divine within. Well, our first course is like making the affirmation, I'm God, God I am, I'm God, God I am, I'm God, God I am. And that's easy, and that's wonderful. There's no thinking about that. And then the second statement, why can I say this? And this takes a little bit of attention, and sometimes we don't want to give this attention. And this attention is, hey, why? Yeah, really, why? Just why? And when you start saying why, because it's all there is. Why? Because that's who I am. Why? And you just go on and affirm this. Now, as I give seminars around the world, I oftentimes give the three-hour meditation, and the three-hour meditation is lots of fun. The first hour, we all say, I am God, God I am. The second hour, I, for them, say why I can say I am God. An hour long, and sometimes for a week, giving this every single morning. Can you imagine how exciting that would be? Wow. And they love it, and they love it, and they love it. We have it on disc, we have it on tape, we have it, if you go into the archives, you can go into our seminars, and you can pull up the three-hour meditation and listen, and yes, it's exciting. And then, see, that's not exciting enough just to say, why? That's good, very good, because it illumines our minds, and we are living in the now. I can say it because it's so. And not just that. I'm not going to give you a lot of points. But the third hour, that's the mystery hour. The third hour is when we listen to the divine within, and we hear who we are. The divine within talks to us and says the glorious things that we are. The divine within says, hey, I created you out of my perfection, therefore you are perfect. You are the divine, you are me, we are you, we are one, we are all. And as you go through this sort of silly words and silly statements and silly ideas, you begin to reaffirm to yourself, hey, that's true. I am the creator of my world. And every thought I think is a creation of mine and becomes an expression in my outer world. Therefore, I must be very careful of every thought I think and everything I say and everything I do. And if I'm not, then I have unhappy experiences take place in my world. And on and on and on. Health is now. A healthy mind is now. A healthy body is now. A healthy relationship is now. A healthy life. Yes, all is now. And it is wonderful. It is glorious. It is something so beautiful, so fulfilling, so rewarding that nothing is comparable to it. Practice health is now. And watch what happens to you as you practice health is now, knowing the reality that you are. Obviously, we'll talk about this more. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.